What's up, my little angels? Welcome or welcome back to Jean's Online Podcast, The Way I See It. I'm your lovely host, Jean VA, and Merry Christmas, y'all. I'm overly geeked. It's Christmas today, and I hope you all are blessed and had a good Christmas day. And this is Bedtime Talks with Jean. On today's episode, I am going to be talking about Christmas and, unfortunately, as we know it, the holidays suck. Yes, I know. They're trash. But we're going to talk about why are the holidays trash sometimes. And obviously, we're going to start off for the reason of the season. For starters, this week was kind of slow. I did do a lot of fun things for Vlogmas. So if you haven't already, check out the first week, second week, and the third week of Vlogmas. So my week was cool. I wasn't sick again, so that's always good. If you've been tuning into my other podcast episodes, you know that I've been sick a lot lately. And praise God, I was able to go to church today, so I'm hype. But yeah, I am really looking forward to the new year, but we're not talking about New Year's. We're talking about Crema today, okay? My week was pretty uneventful. There's like this lazy bug going around and I can't shake it sometimes. And it's really annoying because I feel like I could be way more productive than what I actually am on some days. But I also don't give myself enough grace and understanding that I do a lot within my day, especially when it comes to content creation. I'm editing, I'm coming up with different ideas, I'm filming, attempting to market my podcast, my YouTube channel in general, and still prepare my mental for a TikTok to be gone. That's gonna suck. Big time, it's gonna suck. So yeah, I'm trying to be a little festive for the podcast, for my viewers who are watching the visual podcast on YouTube. And for all my other listeners who are listening on any other podcasting platform, thank you. Hi, hello, how you doing? Thank you so much for giving me a download and checking your girl out. You know, I got the lights going. I got the red beret. I got the red lippy going, okay? I was supposed to do a full face of makeup. I say, child, it's doing too much. Maybe New Year's. But I feel like it's giving Mrs. Claus. It's giving like an undercover elf. Because I got the black turtleneck on with the red beret. It's giving very much so I got guns in my back pocket. That's what the turtleneck and the beret kind of give military. Y'all, if you cannot tell, I am in a very jolly spirit. And I haven't felt like this since I've been an adult. I haven't felt like this in years. The last time I felt so happy about Christmas... I mean, every year I feel happy about Christmas because people give me stuff. But for me to feel like happy, jolly, more than just the receiving gifts was like 5th, 6th grade. Isn't that crazy? That was a long time ago. I'm 22 years old now and you're however old in 5th and 6th grade. But I really believe it's because of God. Like, he is really my joy, my peace, my everything. And he has just given me a total new perspective of life. So before I get to talking about any of the depressing stuff and why the holidays suck, I do want to, of course, talk about the reason for the season. And that is why we celebrate, or why I celebrate Christmas. I know some of my viewers may not even celebrate it. But here we celebrate Crema. Okay. Christmas is a man-made holiday, no matter how you look at it. But believers, Christians, have decided that this is the day we're going to celebrate Jesus and say this was the day that he was born. Now, to some, it may sound silly, but to others, it's a very serious day. But no, seriously, I'm playing a lot. But like everything, there always needs to be a reason. Sometimes as humans, we have to be forced to do things we're supposed to do. So even though Thanksgiving is not about what it was originally started on way back when, that's a whole nother conversation, people still use that as an excuse to commune, to, you know, enjoy company on those days, specifically family. Now, Christmas, some of us needed an extra push. Not saying this is why they started it, but that's real life. You should off-rip show love on your family. You should off-rip, you know, get them gifts if you care about them or if you're thinking of them. But we make this holiday to be like, okay, here's an excuse for us to spread love. Same thing with Valentine's Day. That's not like a Christian thing, but just the idea of the holiday, right? Now, all Christians know that Jesus is not born on this day. Take that day as an example to be like, okay, we know he wasn't born on this day, but he was born. He was here. His word shows it. And we're going to celebrate it on this day. That's just the decision as a collective. But anyway, I just had to get that off my chest because now lately, a lot of people are like, even some believers are like, no, I don't celebrate Christmas because it's a pagan holiday and this and that and the third. Not discounting what that is. But at the end of the day, we celebrate it for totally different reasons nowadays. And it's all about the intent, no matter what you do. So we do it for different reasons. And I feel like that's a big factor. The purpose that we go into Christmas is to honor God, honor the son that he gave, and also give a reason to commune with our family and friends. Because sometimes we need that extra reminder. That's why I celebrate Christmas. I don't know about others, but Ian says it's a pagan holiday and it's worshiping this God and that God. And I don't know what you're talking about. I just know that Jesus was born in a manger and three kings, a drummer boy, and some camels and junk came up, pulled up and was like, hey, Jesus, you're the Lord of Lords. You're the man. We're going to celebrate. Enough talking about that. Let's get into the nitty gritty. Yes, we love gifts and we love the idea of eating good food. Yes, we celebrate on Thanksgiving the good eats, but we also eat real good on Christmas. And we love all those things, but we cannot forget about what's most important. And what's most important is love. That's the highlight of Christmas, of all these holidays, of the holidays in general, is love. Loving each other, our friends, our family, being overly kind. These are traits that we should carry on throughout the year. But again, as humans, sometimes we think that we can only do it during this time. That's the only thing that I disagree with holidays, is that gives us an excuse. It gives us an extra push, yes, to spend time with family. But sometimes we can't wait to the last minute to wait and celebrate on the holidays because, and this is the thick of the, this is the meat and potatoes of this episode. Holiday season is one of the most depressing times. And it's crazy because we see on television and even me, I'm all jolly and I'm all decorated because I'm having a good time right now. But there's a lot of people who are overly depressed, who have lost a lot of family members, friends, loved ones, whatever. And some of us are alone out here, and thankfully that this year I was blessed and I wasn't stubborn. I'm home. I didn't choose this year. I didn't have a choice. Anyway, this year I'm here with my family and everyone's safe and healthy, but that's not some people's circumstances. So sometimes we have to be mindful of that and keep that into consideration. People don't have the means to give gifts. They don't have the means to get gifts. They don't have the means to have the mental capacity to love on one another because they're severely depressed. And this episode is for y'all because I see you, I hear you, and I love you and I understand you, because there's been some holiday seasons where I was not with my family, or there were some holiday seasons that I was depressed just because of my own lack of mental health. Because the winter time in general is a very depressing time. There's a lack of sunlight. It's just a time that reminds all of us of those who are gone, who are no longer with us, and some of those people that won't make it into the next year. And it can sadden us. And I get that. But I just want to give y'all some motivation and maybe a different perspective, a different shed of light, that there is hope. And I know and I understand that the holidays may suck. I get it. But it doesn't always have to suck. And sometimes we do have a choice to, you know, shed light in our own lives and reach out for the joy that God gives us to have a better outlook on life, because tomorrow is not promised for any of us. So sometimes we can't just sit and keep being saddened about what happened and live in the moment and be thankful for what you have. So there's three major things that make the holidays suck, make them trash, make them garbaggio. And that's money problems, family problems, and just mental health problems, depression, which can happen year round. But like I was saying, the winter, everything sucks. And I've been there a lot of times, but thankfully, literally by the grace of God, this is my first winter that I'm changing things around. And I would like to share with y'all that if I can change things around and if I have a better outlook, that you can too, because who am I? Well, there's nothing that I'm doing that y'all can't do, that you can't do. And I really want to give y'all the motivation and the hope and to directs y'all in the right direction, because there is joy, there is peace, and it can come your way. The joy and peace of the Lord is very tangible, and you can receive that. You just have to tap into that. And this upcoming year, that's my main focus. And maybe that's what you need.
I don't know.
So starting with number one, money problems. Now for me, this is the year that I've probably spent, I think I've spent the most on gifts, and I don't even have a job. Okay, I probably spent my budget. Originally, my budget was $50 for three people. Then it turned into $120, $130, six or seven people. How did we get there? I don't know. But once I got to the store, I just really was giving Mrs. Claus, and I just started throwing stuff in the basket. Maybe it wasn't the best decision, but I feel really happy about it. And I feel really in the Christmas spirit. And maybe that's why I'm so happy, because I can't wait to give my friends and family their gifts, because that's such a blessing. But the reason why I wanted to highlight money problems is because obviously things are really expensive around the holidays. It always seems like there's always some type of car troubles around the holidays. I was having some car troubles. Thankfully, that all got figured out. There's still bills. People got to go to work. So there's a lot of things that can cause people to not have. But I did realize that I was a little stingy with my money. And I feel like God gave me the epiphany that even with a job, so right now, since I don't have a job, I don't have consistent income, I was able to get all those people gifts. And I had way more money when I had a job and consistent income. Yes, I had way more bills. I was paying for a lot more stuff. I wasn't getting nobody no gifts. I think last year, I think I just gave my brother like $50 to put in for my mom and dad's gifts. That was it. I didn't get nobody nothing. And I definitely could have. But I was just stingy and I was very frugal. Not saying that I'm just out here spending money all willy-nilly. I would always be like, yeah, y'all don't expect nothing, like my college friends or something like that. Like, I've gotten my college friends gifts in the past, but last year I was just such in a depressive mood. I was like, no, I'm not getting nobody nothing. Nathaniel, I definitely could have, but I always made it seem like I didn't have money, maybe because I was just fearful of being without money. And I do realize that now that I've released that worry unto God and released that anxiety of finances to God, now I feel way more, I have like a lot more financial freedom, which is crazy, because even though I clown on here sometimes and I'll be like, y'all, every penny is accounted for, I'm not playing when it comes to the funds, at a certain point I'm also like, well, I do have it, and I'm believing and decreeing and declaring in Jesus' name that I will be able to start producing money. So I'm not going to be fearful of this, because it's for a good cause. Like, I want to give all these people, my loved ones, a gift, and I want them to feel love through this. And it's just the season to do it, to get seven people a gift. And for my total to still only be $130, like, I feel like I still did good. It's just the fact that I minimized myself to being like, oh, you can only afford $50 worth of gifts, and I was really able to do more. I'm going to take that in consideration once I do get a job, that it's like, okay, girl, you know how you were able to get everything done that you needed to when you didn't have a job? Keep that in mind and don't be fearful. I know some people don't have the same luxury, and I do know that I'm blessed. Yes, I'm living off savings, but that does mean that I was working really hard at a point, working to the max to where I was able to save all that money. But at the same time, I know other people don't have that luxury to work a whole bunch, save a whole bunch, and then just stop working. I just wanted to bring my story to y'all and just show y'all that, like, sometimes we hold so tight to the cash of money, so tight, and it means nothing. And so I really value the idea of spending money on things that are meaningful. I'd rather spend a couple bands on like a trip, for the experience of a trip, over clothes and stuff like that. Take the same example with Christmas. I'd rather give someone the experience of like, hey, like, have that personal experience. Like, remember this year I got you this for Christmas and you liked it. It was really sentimental. I'd rather spend money on that than like, okay, buying clothes. That's another thing. Like, the audacity for me to be like, oh, I don't have it, but I still buy myself gifts. Like, that was just kind of selfish. You have it, so why not give it? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that also helps with my mentality with like tithing, which that's a whole nother conversation. And I know some people think it's a scam or whatever, but I don't think it is, because we hold so much weight and power over money. And like, yes, it is a strong thing and it is like a currency that we use and it does have some power, but we give it too much power because at the end of the day, it's still just a piece of paper. We have to kind of remind ourselves of that. And I wanted to bring up the whole issue of money for Christmas, like this podcast, because that is a big thing. And I know that like some families aren't able to provide for their kids, let alone get them Christmas gifts. That's why giving back to your communities, like going, participating in whatever toy drives in your neighborhood or whatever is important, because you never know how much that toy can mean to a child who really does not have. And I just had to check myself because I'm sitting over here like last Christmas being overly frugal with my money and stingy with my money. I feel like my perspective on money and especially Christmas has changed so much because I don't hold the same value for money. Now, don't get me wrong, sometimes I do begin a little worried, especially as these weeks and days go by and it's getting closer and closer to my 6 months is up. You know, I'll be like, God, what's the next plan? But it's okay. I'm not even gonna worry about that because I'm gonna get in my secret place with him and we're gonna figure that out. And then y'all just gonna see it come to life. Amen. Amen. And you don't even have to spend money all the time. Like for me personally, if I wasn't so busy with content creation, I had a plan to do something more creative because I wasn't gonna spend any money for Christmas, which I probably shouldn't have, but it's for a good cause, right? But I was gonna like paint some stuff. I'm not gonna say everything I was gonna do because I may do it next year or something. But there was a couple of things I was gonna do creatively that I already had the materials for. And that would have saved me a lot of money. So that's just to give like any tips for next year for anyone out there that like, you don't always have to spend a whole bag on someone. You can still get someone a gift and it not be materialistic. Some of the gifts that I got were like $6, but they're sentimental. They have like, it's an inside joke or they're, as soon as they open the gift, they're gonna be like, oh, you remembered or something like that. And I love that reaction. But outside of that, I do get how some people be like, oh, Christmas is just a man-made holiday so we can spend money, so you know, businesses can do good. I get that too, but also at the end of the day, we was gonna buy stuff anyway. And also it's like, who cares? On some things, it's like, who cares? The same people who be like, oh, the economy this, the economy that. Like, y'all still be buying stuff. You still celebrate Christmas, though. So it's kind of like, pick and choose your battles. But the second thing that makes Christmas so sucky, or the holiday so sucky sometimes, is family drama, or more importantly, the loss of a loved one. I recently, like, there's a couple of people that I know who are not going to be able, who weren't able to make it to 2025. And that is really, like, disheartening. But by the grace of God, I have not been affected by anyone that's closer to me. And I know not a lot of people have that same grace or same blessing. And I can understand, I can empathize how depressing that may be and how the holidays makes it really hard for you to keep pushing, for you to keep going. And I just wanted to take this moment out and just tell you that I love you. And I really am praying that anyone who watches this video will have a wonderful rest of the year and is having a good Christmas as best as you can have it. That doesn't mean that you have all the things that you may want to have for today on Christmas, but at the very least, you have the love of God. And if you feel alone, if you feel like you don't, I promise you, okay? I'm not that good of a gambler, but I bet everything on everything. You sit and submit to God, and I promise you, he will bring you the joy, he will bring you the love and the peace, and most importantly, the hope to keep pushing forward, not just for you, but for the loved ones who didn't make it to 2025. Christmas, the holidays, all of that, it is the season of reconciliation, okay? I was kind of burnt, like disheartened for Thanksgiving. I ain't gonna lie, I had the biggest attitude on Thanksgiving is because I just really wanted my family to just be together. But I understand that like everyone, all of my uncles have their own family, like on my dad's side and like on my mom's side, that's just a whole nother thing. So it's like we really don't come together that much, and it's just so much disconnection. And as much as I'm telling y'all, I do need to get better at this, because like the only people that I will reach out to, and barely that, is my two grandmothers, the one on my mom's side and the one on my dad's side. And even that, I don't even do it that much. But I don't reach out to anyone else. And I'm not gonna lie, like for the longest time, like when I was a teen, that used to make me so mad, because I'm like, I'm the kid, I'm the child, even though I'm the oldest grandchild, like girl grandchild, I don't feel like I need to reach out to y'all. y'all should reach out to me. And I know a lot of people can relate to that. But eventually, okay, now I'm 22 years old. I have to get over that. Because now I'm becoming just like them. And for me to be mad at people to not reach out or to not want to have that connection with their niece or with their granddaughter or with their cousin or a little cousin, whatever, eventually it's in my hands. So I can't even be mad if people aren't as close as we used to be because I'm an adult. And it's also in my hands to make those decisions to reach out, to create a better bond. And it's frustrating. I get it. Family drama is always gonna push those right buttons because they just always gonna do that. When is it gonna end? You know what I'm saying? We're just gonna keep living in this cycle of hurt or hatred even. I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. I've hated a lot of my family for years. But you live and you learn and you love. You live and you learn and you love. I had my life experiences. Some things may have happened to me. I may have learned that I can't trust some family members. Or I may have learned to guard my heart a little bit more. But at the end of the day, I also have to love. Even if they don't love me in the way that I feel like I can receive it, I have to love them in a way that I feel like they're worthy of receiving it and I'm worthy of receiving it, no matter how they respond. And I feel like a lot of us have to do that, but it takes a lot of emotional maturity and a lot of us don't want to do it. We're getting too old to constantly point the finger. They did this, they did that. When I was XYZ and I was 3 years old and 6 years old. Yes, handle that responsibly. But in the same token, in the same breath, be forgiving and love them as well. That does not mean we finna be best buds. But now when I see certain family members that I'm not that close to, I just be like, you know what? I love you, dude. We may not be like this. We may be like this. But I love you. Right on. Okay? And keep it pushing. Specifically, and this is kind of what led me to talk about family stuff for Christmas and the holidays, is because I've heard this song, album called Merry Christmas, Lil Mama. And it's a song on there called Who's to Say. I drew a lot of inspiration from Chance's song because it makes me emotional every time I listen to it. And because he's spitting facts, and basically throughout the song he's talking about his own family drama and how his cousin stole from him or something like that and they need to reconcile. And then he's talking about his grandmother and how another cousin had a baby young, I think, and the granny and the little cousin aren't as close because there was a disconnect because, you know, it was a member who had a child young. And these are all realistic things that happen in a lot of people's households, let alone a Black person's household. And I just got emotional because he just goes on talking about how he still loves them no matter what, and how granny still loves her granddaughter no matter what, no matter if she had a child young or not. Like, I still love you, bro. And I feel like we need to have more conversations like that and spread more of that. Spread more of the love and the kindness. If you can't afford a gift, it don't cost nothing to be kind. It don't cost nothing to spread love. We really need more of that in this world, especially how toxic and crazy it's getting day by day. In the last line, the last verse, he basically says, he talks about what love actually is, and it's not about apologizing without accountability. And sometimes when you're trying to reconcile with family, you're not going to get, let alone an apology. Even if you do, you may not get accountability. They may not take accountability. And that sucks. And that's hard. But that's life, unfortunately. Some, even like for me, I've dealt with a lot of people who are older than me, but I have more emotional intelligence than them because I decided to take matters into my own hands and want better. So it's like you kind of just have to keep that in mind that some people are not going to be at the level that you're at, and that's okay. That does not mean to let them walk all over you and let them treat you terribly. But at the same token, love them and you forgive them and you lead by example. It's not an easy thing to do. It's an annoying thing to constantly do. I don't know if it's a pride thing, but as humans, like, we know that there'll be a problem. We know that there'll be family beef, but we don't choose to be an actual adult about the situation and try to move with love, because you don't get the individual back once they're gone. The fact that a lot of us have dealt with a lot of loss of loved ones, you would think that that would push us, that would get us to be like, okay, let me check on my family members. I ain't gonna lie, I'm not the best at it. We do take our family for granted a lot, and I'm trying to get better with that. That's one thing that I do want to do better and commit to doing better in 2025, and it is reaching out to family, because like, I'm not gonna get more grandparents, I'm not gonna get more aunties and uncles. What I got is what I got. What you have now that's alive and well, you're not gonna get them again. Stop being ignorant, stop being prideful, stop being foolish. Reconcile with family, bro. Like, I know some situations are not that simple, but a lot of those y'all are beefing over petty stuff. I really pray that like some of us become stronger mentally and emotionally and just be like, you know what, I really been beefing with said family member for years for no reason. Like, let's do better. That's literally one of the main reasons for the holidays, is to spend time with family, is to love one another, be kind to one another. And we're not doing that enough. It's like, we know all these things, but we still choose to not turn the other cheek, or we still choose to be poopy heads when it comes to seeing our family. The same sad story is getting old. Like, everyone has family drama. Everyone has childhood trauma from family, and it's like, eventually everyone needs to do their individual work with God and with therapy. Again, in his song, he says, we all finna meet back up at the house, talking about granny house, talking about auntie house, whoever, and we finna hash it out. And if someone got a problem, they gonna have to kick us out. Really what his song is about, and I love that. I appreciate it so much because it's so real. You know, like, this isn't a new album. Like, this album has been out for years, but it's just the simple fact that he spit facts, and I wanted to relay this message in another way because it's such an important message. And like, eventually some type of adult has to be that adult. A lot of situations, my dad used to tell me all the time growing up, just because they're an adult doesn't make them right, but you still have to respect them, right? Okay, cool, I'm gonna still respect y'all. Now, back then, if y'all caught Jean, high school Jean, oh, I would have cussed out everybody. That Jean was so angry and so bitter and so hurt by everyone around her. She wanted to air everybody out, and she wanted to get violent. I know some of y'all can relate to that, and maybe some of y'all still feel like that. The healing that you are seeking may not and probably won't come from the people who hurt you. It's going to come. It can come from God. And I've had to feel that in my own journey, in my own way. When I went to college, I literally purposely went to college to get away from my family. I could care less about going to school, didn't even know what I wanted to go to school for, but I purposely went because I was trying to run away from everyone that was here. And look at me now. I'm getting closer to God. I've done a lot of work on myself. Not saying I'm perfect, I'm far from it, but I'm probably the first in my family to actually take mental health serious, to actually take, you know, my emotional intelligence serious and seek help from outside sources. But I also know that, like, that's a generational thing. Like, oh no, we don't tell other people's our business. It's enough of that, because we all struggling silently for no reason. So yes, I went to go talk to a professional, and yes, I would do it all over again. Things for years has not worked. We know that it be beef for Thanksgiving, it be beef on Christmas. Some of us don't even go around our family during the holidays. Why not try something different? Why not be like, okay, God, I don't know what to do here. I'm really sick of the beef, and I feel like a black sheep in my family, but can you please show me a better way to handle these folks? Because I feel like I'm going crazy. That's a solid prayer right there. Boom. You can even use my words. That's a solid axe, a solid sentence to God, and be like, hey, Brody, I don't know how to get through this, but please show me, because some of y'all situations may be real messy and real yucky. Okay, so some of the advice I'm giving, y'all may need more help than what I can advise. Amen. Because yeah, I know some folks. The idea of having that tribe, having traditions and having culture and having bond with another means so much to me, and I just can't wait to have my own. But for right now, I need to appreciate and love what I already have. You know, like I said, I ran to college for 4 years. Well, all throughout college, I literally never came home for real. My senior year, I started coming home more because I was really depressed and I wanted my mommy. But that's real. If you feel me, you feel me. Whoever's watching this right now, it starts with you and it starts with me. If me and you both can get our stuff together, be more loving, be more kind, then we can make a difference. Like, you're the chosen one. Like, we are all the Narutos. Like, I'm serious. Like, we're all the chosen people. Like, this generation, like, we have the opportunity to stop. Third thing that makes holidays trash so much is, again, depression. Seasonal depression, when the sun starts coming down sooner, the days are shorter, all of that, it makes life really, really depressing. And someone who has been depressed for years and is just now starting to come out of it and be more consistently stable for a longer period of time, God is literally the cheat code. He is the cure to depression. God, yesterday, today, and forever. Just because you feel like he used to do a lot more miracles, he can still do some more. But we just have to tap into that higher level of faith. But I did want to come on here and talk specifically to the people who feel consumed by the financial burdens, by the family burdens, and that doesn't add any good things to depression during this seasonal time, during winter, during the dark periods. I'm so geeked about God, because if he can do it for me, he can do it for anyone. It doesn't take much to try to get to know God more. Like, it's still a relationship. It still takes work. I'm still learning how to balance, you know, my relationship with him. It's not easy, but he does so many things for me. He helps me so much. He helps my mental so much. He brings me so much peace. I will not be alive if it wasn't for him. Depression would have got me overly done with. I was this close too many times of letting depression win, of letting anxiety win. Sometimes I still have my moments, but I know the cure. I know the quicker fix. And I just tap into God. And sometimes it takes more practice, but it's like, y'all can do it too. I'm telling you. If you don't have a Bible, you can simply download the Holy Bible app. If you, again, I said it last episode, at the very least, sit down and ask God. Like, it sometimes it takes for you to be severely desperate. Right now, you may not feel like you're that depressed. You may not feel like you need any help. You feel like you can do bad all by yourself. Well, I was you too, baby. And I got humbled real quick. I'm telling you, you better figure it out before God makes you figure it out. Point in time, for a couple of months there, I didn't have anyone. My family wasn't really talking to me like that. I don't think they understood the severity of, like, what I was going through. I was living alone. I was trying to figure everything out by myself. And I leaned on everything else in the world to fill that void, and nothing worked. Then one day I was like, you know what? My mom talks about God all the time. Let me see what she's talking about. Maybe this one time she's right. And I would just be crying, and I felt guilty because I would always call my mother crying and screaming, and I felt like I was scaring her. I felt like my emotions were too big and I was too depressed for her, and I felt like I was making her sad because she couldn't help me. So I was like, God, help me, because I don't think anyone else can at this point. I'm going to therapy consistently. I was going to therapy once a week for a year, and it was just, I just had so much going on that little hour just was not enough. The thing that made me realize that I wasn't able to leave this earth, I wasn't strong enough to leave this earth, was my family. Whether I was close with them at the time or not, whether I was checking on them, whether they were checking on me or not, sometimes that's what is important. I cannot imagine leaving this earth and the stress or burden that could leave my family. My mother, my father, my brother, any of my family, anybody I've even met, people in college, like, that honestly is what has saved me a lot of times. And I, at that point, it was a new level of desperation. Like, I'm not strong enough to leave this earth, God, but I really hate it here. Life really sucks right now. So, like, what do I do, bro? Like, I don't have any motivation to do anything. I don't want to keep going. I have no idea what to do with my life. I have no idea how to provide for myself, doing something that I even got my degree in. I have no idea where to move, where to live. There's so many options. The world is literally my oyster. Like, so I just was getting overwhelmed. And around the holidays last year, my therapist wanted me to, like, do different tests to see if I was bipolar. And I ain't gonna lie, that scared me. And I said, nah. They wanted me to take certain medications, and I just didn't want to. I chose not to for whatever reasons I wanted. Maybe I was too scared. Or maybe, honestly, I feel like taking medication for me solidified that I needed help, or that I needed to do more to get help. And maybe some of the medications would have stabilized a lot of things. But at the same time, I was still able to find healing and be stable for at least the last 5 months since I've been here. And I haven't been taking any medication. And it's just simply God. Not saying that taking medication is bad, but it's not for everyone. Like, not everyone feels comfortable taking that. And my therapist, she actually took medication, and she would just try to bring me comfort and remind me that it's okay, that some people need it, but it's still up to you. It's still your decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to take it. And just because the doctor is prescribing it doesn't mean that you have to take it. And that's just up to, like, your own knowledge and what you believe and everything. And I had little to no relationship with God at the time. I say that whole long-winded testimony example of how irritating and, you know, lonely it can be when you feel so depressed, especially around the holidays, and you're getting bad news and you don't know what to do, but you're still trying to entertain people for the holidays. You're still trying to keep up happy spirits for the holidays. But sometimes you can't always be that strong person. As much as we say, like, as much as we tell the people who have been through the most, oh, you're so strong, it's okay to not be strong enough, and it's okay to release that to God. Y'all may not get it until you're at your deepest of deepest of deepest darkest hour. You have to be so desperate sometimes, and you can choose to lean into God before you get to that point. I highly suggest it, but you could be like me and just kept running away, kept turning. I don't feel like committing to nothing because of my trust issues during the holiday season. Y'all need some type of answers, and I'm telling you, the answer is to just lean on God for just a hot second. Once you catch that presence, catch that feeling, you're going to be like, wow, there's actually more to life. And I'm really not the only one that feels so sad, so depressed, so alone. There's plenty of people in the Bible who also battle depression. But the last things that I wanted to say is all the things that make the holidays great, that make the holidays beautiful, that make them meaningful, and that is being loving, that is being kind, that is giving. My favorite part of the holidays is spending time with family, laughing, cracking jokes, reminiscing about the good times, and doing it in a positive light. Too many times we wait till we lose a loved one to celebrate each other. No, we should celebrate each other at all times, because our next moment is not promised. So yes, we thank God for the opportunity that we as humans created this man-made holiday to force us almost to spend time with family, or make us feel like that's what we have to do on today, on Christmas. We should have that feeling at all times, but that is something that makes the holidays so beautiful and not suck as much. Even if you don't have family, if everyone is long gone, or if everyone is in different states, I have created so much family through friends, especially my college friends. Shouts out to my homeboys and my homegirl. Like, love y'all down. As my friends say, I love y'all down to the boots. Like, but I really do love y'all. And in times when we all were away from our family, we made stuff happen together. And that's what the holidays about. That's what makes it suck less, is finding that sense of community. If you're not in that state where you can forgive or you can reconcile with certain people, you still take the time out to love on those who treat you right. And that's always important. Eat some good food. Eating good food always is a blessing during the holidays. Just basking in the joy of life, living in the moment, knowing that you're alive and that you are able to take another breath without even thinking about it, without even worrying if that's going to be your last. Remember that you're alive, and you're alive for a reason, because God has a purpose for all of us. We're not just here floating in the abyss. We're not just pointlessly alive. We're all purposefully alive. So on today, if you haven't already, or if you're about to go to bed and you had an eventful night on Christmas Day, I pray that you made new memories and you reminisced on the good times and you laughed about the bad times. Because even though the holidays can suck and this season can be so depressing, there are so many good things that we can be thankful for and that we can celebrate each other on. Celebrate yourself even, because we don't celebrate ourselves enough sometimes. I'm such a loving person, and for so long, so many years, I've like tried to diminish my love and my kindness and my sensitivity to emotions for it to make other people feel comfortable, but I'm no longer doing that. And that's why I love these podcast episodes, because I just get to pour out what I feel, the way I see it. We're just gonna keep going and keep pushing. Hopefully that wasn't too depressing, too sappy for Christmas Day, but that's just what your girl was feeling, and that's just the way I see it, y'all. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode. I am so happy that this is the 5th episode. Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe. Support your girl. If you like my content, hit that bell to be notified. And like always, I love you, and most importantly, God loves you. I pray that y'all get some good night's rest, and I'll see y'all next week on Bedtime Talks with Shine.